The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Stock take sale on now, in store and online. petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, look, this mightn't be the beginning of the end of the world, but let's go to Adam in London with, I think, what's a very big story. I spoke about tea towels the other day, unwashed tea towels, accumulating bacteria. Adam's talking about unwashed chicken. Adam.
Unwashed children.
Children? Indeed. Oh, I thought it was chickens. Oh, children. Oh, I've got the wrong line. I got a bit of a note here from Paul. Paul, what's the difference between children and chickens? A few letters in the alphabet. Yeah, same thing. Same thing.
Believe, hasn't Paul got about six chickens at home, or is it children? One or the other. Yes. But actually, still a big story, because this is from a charity who are telling us that there's a very big negative social change. An increasing number of families in the UK who, as they put it, are too poor to stay clean. And what they tell us is that 80% of primary school teachers now report a rise in unwashed children turning up at school. That in the struggle between food and bills and hygiene and so forth, hygiene is taking a turn. A third of schools are handing out soap, toothpaste, toothbrushes. A quarter of parents admit that their children are wearing the same clothes for up to a week or more. And as a picture, this is from the charity In Kind Direct, as a picture of sort of Victorian England, it's not cosy fireplaces and bonnets, it's dirt and grime. Doesn't it feel a bit Oliver Twist somehow?
It does indeed. So what's that In Kind Direct?
Yes. I wonder if there's a little bit of a German kint there as well, In Kind Direct. But anyway, we're calling it In Kind Direct as a UK charity.
I think that's a very, very significant story, isn't it? Good on you, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.